good. This light is messing me up now. Let me change my position.
keep time.
Not better.
Yeah, no, it is not.
Okay.
Quickly, Chairperson, before we start with the meeting, members were present. So far, six now. Honorable Dango just logged in. So, province is represented as six, which according to the rules, we can proceed with the meeting.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, great. Let me just check on our last month. Did they get hold of our last?
I requested Enrico to phone him.
Okay.
Remember, short.
Ostalevara, je ta chairperson.
Yes, I got informed.
He came at 11, but he got a chair.
Onjedi se, what about the starting by that?
Yes, but he got a try. I can make it to a chairperson. We do not have a full hand.
Good.
Thank you. Good morning, honorable members. Allow me to take this opportunity to
recording in progress
extend a word of welcome to all of you. Today's meeting is a meeting between the select committee to receive the briefing from the Department of Transport, the Civil Aviation Agreement. This is an agreement that was endorsed by by National Assembly in 2018, and only now that we have an opportunity to process it as the select committee, it is particularly aimed at ensuring that we, as a country, we become a signatory to the South African Development Communities Aviation Safety Organization. I think it's SADO, as it is well known. but be that as it may, let us welcome all of you. And then probably get a sense from the committee secretary in terms of apologies that came before us. So what do you have to do that?
Thank you, Chairperson. And morning, honorable members and colleagues. The apologies that we've received apologies from honorable Aplene, and also the apology of the minister and the apology of the DG.
Very good. Thank you, Sibela. I think members will agree that Wednesday is always a challenge because the cabinet sits on Wednesday. So therefore, we have made provision for that kind of arrangement. But be that as it may, let us then allow the team to probably just flag the agenda together in terms of what we are doing. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm struggling. The system is saying that the host disabled the participant screen sharing. I don't know what happened. Maybe Andrigo can share the agenda on his side, because I can't share it on my side.
Andrigo, can you assist?
Chair, I'm checking quickly.
But be that as it may, as you are still struggling, like I've indicated, the meeting of today is to receive the presentation and also just a report on the charter establishing the South African Development Community Aviation Safety Organization. In the meantime, I think while you are still struggling, let's allow the team to introduce itself and then take it from there.
Thank you, Chairperson. My name is Advocate Adam Masombuga from the Department of Transport. My portfolio currently is the... Do you hear me, Chairperson? Am I audible?
Yes, if you can just show your screen for the purpose of channels on communication.
Thanks very much, Chairperson. I've already said my name is Adam Masombuga, the Acting Chief Operations Officer in the Department of Transport. Substantively, I'm the Chief Director of Legal Services in the department. I've got my colleagues here from Civil Aviation, as we'll be presenting the Civil Aviation Charter by the name of Ms. Elizabeth Mpier, who's the Chief Director, Aviation Policy and Regulation, and Ms. Joanna Sikile, who's the Deputy Director, Aviation Police and Regulation. I've got also Ms. Malitlhogonolo Patviri, who's the Director, Legislation. That is the delegation that will be doing the presentation, but the presentation will be led by Mrs. Elizabeth. Chairperson, we are before this committee to request the committee to support and approve the Charter for the Southern African Development Community Aviation Safety Organization, abbreviated or commonly known as SASO Charter. We have a presentation that will be led by Mr. Elizabeth. In overall, the presentation gives the background of the charter. It will provide also the objectives of the charter, the need for signing the charter, the parties consulted, and it will also lastly have a request that we are putting before the committee or on this charter. Without any ado, Chairperson, I would request Ms. Elizabeth Mpier to proceed in leading the presentation. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Tadema Sombu, for that introduction. I think other members can see the agenda before them, and it is as correctly spelled out by Mr. Masombu, and we'll, after this, probably just deal with the minister of the previous meeting. And then, as indicated, let's allow Mayor Elizabeth Mpier to lead the presentation.
Before she proceeds, Chairperson, we've got also Mr. Livas Mabaso, our director in the, chief director in the Department of Transport in Aviation. Thank you. You can proceed, Ms. Elizabeth.
Thank you, Advocate. Good morning, Chairperson of the Select Committee. Good morning to the members and morning colleagues. I'll just go to the first slide and try and do slideshow. There we go. And Advocate has already alluded to
Can you just manage your screen? Because, yeah, thank you. Beautiful, you can continue.
Advocate, thank you, Chairperson. Advocate has already alluded to the reason why we are here, what we are actually presenting to the Select Committee today. And the table of contents in terms of what we will be presenting. We'll take you through where the SASO Charter comes from, the objective of the SASO Charter, why do we need the charter to be signed. We'll also take you through the articles to the charter, the consultations that the department undertook. We'll also then indicate what the department requires from the Select Committee of the NCOP. In terms of the background, this is the SADC Aviation Safety Organization, commonly referred to as SASO, was established to enhance the safety of civil aviation within the SADC region due to lack of technical expertise, and there was also a need for technical staff to fulfill civil aviation safety requirements. And SASO will therefore assist SADC member states in meeting their safety oversight obligations and responsibilities. So to operationalize SASO, the SADC Council of Ministers approved the SASO Charter, the one that we are actually presenting before the Select Committee today. So the SASO Charter therefore provides an institutional framework for the establishment of SASO. It will enter into force upon signature by two-thirds of the SADC member state, and that's 10 SADC member states. And we are then articulating that the following SADC member states have not signed the charter to enable full operationalization. And those states are Comoros, Madagascar, Mauritius, Seychelles, and South Africa, and United Republic of Tanzania. The objectives of the SASO are to promote the safe and efficient use and development of civil aviation within and outside the borders of member states within the SADC region, assist the member states in meeting their safety oversight obligations and responsibilities under the Chicago Convention, which was signed on the 7th of December 1994, and its safety-related annexes and documents, to also promote the implementation of industry best practice within the different member states, and to develop a regional system and assist member states in aircraft accident and incident investigation. The next slide talks to why then do we need to sign the SASO Charter? And we are saying South Africa, by signing the charter, will ensure that the country continues to meet her international obligations in the civil aviation arena. During the 23rd SADC Civil Aviation Committee meeting, the Civil Aviation Committee recommended to the ministers to urge the remaining six member states to consider signing the charter to enable it to be in operation. And one signature from the six member states mentioned above will make SASO be operational. And South Africa will then be honored to be the 10th state to sign the charter, because to date we only have 9 SADC member states that have signed the charter. And getting into articles that are in the charter, we are highlighting here that Article 1 deals with the definitions and abbreviations. Article 2 deals with the scope, and it indicates that the charter shall govern the cooperation of SADC member states in the area of civil aviation safety oversight. And in terms of the objective of the charter, the objective of the charter is to provide a legal and institutional framework for the establishment of SASO. Establishment of SASO, that's Article 4. The member states established the SADC Aviation Safety Organization as an international organization, and SASO is established by this charter as a constituting instrument, a legal entity observing the laws of the hosting member state and an autonomous and safe accounting organization of SADC. And the location of SASO, we are saying the secretariat, is hosted by the Kingdom of Eswatini. And the objective of SASO, those are in Article 6, and the objectives are aligned to the objectives that I presented in slide number 4. Functioning of SASO is Article 7. And in terms of functioning of SASO, Article 7 indicates that amongst others, the function of SASO shall be to support member states in strengthening their frameworks in aviation safety and assisting in the development of harmonized regulatory regime for member states, provide member states with a focal point that deals with issues relating to the certification and surveillance with a view of harmonizing and standardizing all related policies and procedures. And further provide for the expansion of government safety inspector training programs with the aim of supplementing national inspectors' technical knowledge and qualification, and to develop and implement regional training programs for the purpose of enhancing the technical and other required skills and knowledge of civil aviation personnel in the SADC member states. Article 8 talks to the relationship with the SADC Secretariat, and SADC Secretariat shall provide overall strategic policy guidelines to SASO in order to ensure that SASO objectives, functions, priorities are consistent with the SADC mandate on civil aviation safety and security matters. SASO shall enter into a memorandum of understanding with the SADC Secretariat to operationalize their mutual relationship. Article 9 deals with the granting of diplomatic status, and each member state may accord SASO its property and staff diplomatic status, privileges, immunities, and facilities in accordance with its own national laws. And Article 10 talks to the institutional arrangement. So the principles, institutions responsible for the direction and implementation of the charter shall be the committees of ministers, the Civil Aviation Committee, and SASO Secretariat. Article 11 deals with the responsibilities for the committee of ministers that are actually responsible for civil aviation. And the committee of ministers shall be responsible for policies, strategies, programs of SASO, SASO annual reports to be submitted through the SADC Secretariat, proposals for amendments through the charter. They'll also be responsible for annual audits and reports covering operations and finance. They'll also be responsible for the appointment, renewal, or termination of employment services of the executive director of SASO. Article 12 deals with the Civil Aviation Committee, and this is the committee that comprises of technical experts from the different SADC member states who look at issues, make recommendations, then submit those recommendations to the ministers responsible for transport. And the Civil Aviation Committee shall be responsible for strategic planning, formulation, and ensuring implementation of the SASO program and project. The Civil Aviation Committee shall conduct its meetings in accordance with its own standing rules and procedures. The functions of the Civil Aviation Committee shall be to develop policies and to give general directions on the implementation and achievement of the objectives and functions of the SASO. Article 13 covers SASO Secretariat, and there it says the secretariat, we will have a secretariat who will then be responsible for the day-to-day management and technical coordination of the activities of SASO. Article 14 then covers the duties and appointment of the SASO Executive Director. The Executive Director shall be appointed by the Committee of Ministers responsible for civil aviation upon the recommendation by the Civil Aviation Committee. One of the duties of the Executive Director shall be the coordination of work of the technical committees and any working group that may be established. Article 15 then deals with the source of funding, and it articulates where the income for SASO will be derived from. And we are saying SASO shall derive its income from membership contributions, charging, consulting, and training fees, grants, donations, and any other source which the ministers may deem appropriate. Article 16 covers the settlement of disputes between state parties, and between state parties and SASO shall first be resolved by negotiation and agreement between the concerned parties within 90 days. Failing to settle by agreement, the dispute shall then be referred to the ad hoc committee to resolve. And should the committee then fail, the matter will then be referred to the Committee of Ministers for resolution. The decision of the Committee of Ministers shall be final and binding. And Article 17 covers the amendment of the charter. A state party may propose amendment to this charter in writing to the executive director. Article 18 covers entry into force, and this charter shall enter into force 30 days after signature by two-thirds of the member state. And I indicated earlier that with respect to this charter, two-thirds is 10 SADC member states. Article 19 covers the withdrawal. A state party may withdraw from this charter upon the expiry of 12 months from the date of giving a written notice to the executive director of SASO. Article 20 covers the termination of SASO, and SASO shall terminate in the event that its membership becomes less than two-thirds of the state parties or two-thirds of the state parties agree to dissolve SASO. Article 21 covers the depository. So the original text of this charter and its amendment shall be in English, French, and Portuguese language, and shall be deposited with the executive director of SASO, who shall transmit certified copies to all SADC member states. Article 22 covers the signature. The charter shall, after entry into force, remain open for signature by any SADC member state. The charter was first signed in 2015. Then the next slide talks to the consultation that the department undertook, and you're saying the charter was presented to the following committees. On the 25th of May 2017, it was presented to the GCAC, and they had issues with the charter when we presented it. Then the department went back again to GCAC, presented again after resolving the issues that they raised, and the presentation was, that was raised on the 28th of September 2017. And we then presented to International Cooperation, Trade and Security Cluster on the 10th of October 2017. And on 19th October 2017, DEFCOM referred the charter to the meeting of the 30th of November 2017, and that's where the charter was supported and recommended to proceed to the DG cluster responsible for JCPS for consolidation and approval. And then on the 6th of Feb 2018, the charter obtained approval from the JCPS cluster and to submit to cabinet for approval. And the charter was then approved by the ESET cluster committee, by the ESET cabinet committee on the 15th of August 2018 to proceed to parliament for approval. The charter was then considered and approved by the PCOT portfolio committee on transport on the 13th of November 2018. And on the 27th of November, the charter was approved by the National Assembly. Then we get to the next slide, talks to why then do we need to sign the charter as the country. And we are saying South Africa, by signing the charter, will ensure that we continue to meet our international obligation in the civil aviation arena. And we are further saying that we attended the 23rd SADC-CAC meeting. And during that meeting, the Civil Aviation Committee recommended to the ministers to urge the remaining states, member states, to consider signing the charter so that it can be fully operationalized. And then once the charter has been, once we get one signature from any of the six states, then the charter will be operationalized. And we were kind of hoping, and we feel that we'll then be honored as a state if we can get the necessary approval in time for us to become the 10th state that will ensure that we fully operationalize our SASO. And in terms of the decision required from the Select Committee today, we are saying we are requesting the Select Committee to consider and adopt the charter for further transmittal to the NCOP for approval. I thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Madam Chair, for that presentation. Indeed, it was quite categorical in terms of clarity around the processes followed, the motivation why this matter is tabled before us. Let's then open the floor to members for clarification in terms of SADO. I'll open the floor, members.
Honourable Moshodi, Chair.
Yes, Moshodi, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much, Honourable Chairperson. Let me start also welcome the presentation. I just want to check, you talk of the Committee of Ministers. I just want to check how many people are serving in this Committee of Ministers, and amongst them, how many women are included in this committee? Thank you, Honourable Chairperson.
Thank you, Honourable Moshodi. Honourable Dango, then followed by Honourable Khai.
Chairperson, I think we're dealing, in fact, with a process matter here. A process matter that requires us to ratify and pass what has already been passed in the National Assembly some time ago, and for it to be given legal effect. So I think, Chairperson, having said that, I would move that we adopt that we support the particular bill.
Thank you, Honorable Tango. Honorable Khan.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I don't have a problem with supporting. I just wanted some clarity issues. One on the, if the body has to be dissolved, the charter doesn't say anything about what happens then to the assets. And also the last week we dealt with the aviation, civil aviation amendment bill. And in that bill, one of the issues that was raised was the fact that there's a particular charter that could not be implemented that relate to the Civil Aviation Safety Investigation Board. shouldn't the country first resolve that aspect before it ratify the charter? The reason I'm asking is that we're supposed to be having our own internal framework, which I would think that it should be based on the Civil Aviation Amendment Bill or Act when it's passed. So I just wanted the clarity, the relationship between that particular bill and the charter. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Khaes. Just one from my side.
Chair.
Honorable Chin, you on the floor?
Thank you, Chair. Chair, sorry, we have a very cold day in Durban.
We can see you now.
So I have a big jacket on. Chair, yeah, just a couple of questions. I hear what Honorable Dangle is saying about process, but I think we should also be able to interrogate proposals. So the question I have is, my research has shown that one of the concerns was is that SASO might be trying to reinvent the wheel and operate in a silo outside of other regional bodies in Africa and also globally. So my first question to our friends who have presented today is, what level of cooperation is there with global and other regional bodies that are similar to this? Number two is, there's this concern that Comores, Madagascar, Mauritius, Seychelles, Tanzania and South Africa have still not signed. Now, the question I have is, there's normally a reason for that. I don't know if it's just people snoozing and not signing, or if there are actual fundamental reasons why they have not signed up to this charter. So maybe our presenters can take us through that as to why there's pushback, or seeming pushback, from the other parties. And then finally, I think a question we have to ask on behalf of the South African taxpayer is, what is the cost of this whole thing to South Africa? We are obviously the so-called big brother from an aviation point of view in this entire setup. I would argue that our aviation sector is the biggest in the SADC region. So I see Article 15 refers to membership fees, it refers to sources of funding. Are those membership fees based on the size of our aviation industry and therefore we're paying a lot more? Are we going to be looked at as the piggy bank for this charter, that we are the ones who have to provide all the money, or are the other participating countries also chipping in a fair amount of money? So the question is are we fitting the bill? And then I'm also concerned under Article 15, which refers to a source of funding, is that any other source of funding may be contributed as the ministers see fit. That's very open-ended. And that gives our transport minister just the authority to just put whatever money needs to go in. So those are my questions about concerns about funding. Who's actually paying for this charter? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Rochester. Is there any other member that I'm leaving out? Maybe just from my side, Madam Chair. As part of the SASCLAD that deals with the consultation, you made reference to the reservations that the Committee on Global and Constitutional Affairs had some issues that were raised, and then these issues were resolved on the 28th of September. I'm much more interested to get a sense in terms of what are the issues that were raised by this committee of CAC
And the reason why I'm raising this point is the same issue that I can ask what the committee secretary in terms of what could have led to the delay. I guess you indicated that it was first signed in 2015, but the process in terms of consultation internally in our country has been unfolding, and the matter was finally adopted by the National Assembly on the 13th of November 2018. And it's only now that we're dealing with it. What could have led to the delay, and what were the issues that the CAC raised in regard to this charter? Thank you. Let's give over to Mr. Sinje.
Thank you, Chairperson, and
yes, you on the floor.
Thank you, Chairperson, and the members. I see my colleague has his hand up. I think he might want to take the first bite on the questions that were posed by the Chairperson.
Mr. Mabaso.
Thanks, Honorable Chair, and greetings to you and the members and the colleagues from the department and everybody in attendance. Mr. Chair, let me start with the question about the Committee of Ministers. The Committee of Ministers is basically the ministers responsible for civil aviation from SADC member states. So the issue of how many women will be there at a particular given point in time, it will be dependent on how many women are appointed by each country at a particular point in time. So currently, we don't know how many women are there. We have not really taken stock because things keep on changing. So it may happen that you go to a ministerial meeting and then you find that you have 3-5 women, and then the next moment, they are no longer ministers. So we do not have control over that. And then the other question... Let me start with the issue of the delay. Perhaps it will also address on the issues raised in the committee in one of the consultations. So this charter is a treaty, what is called in the treaty language, a treaty that comes into force by definitive signature. So meaning once the state signs, it binds the state. It's different to the other treaties where you sign, which is an indication to be a member, and then you then after follow the ratification process. So this was done differently. So after the negotiations and the finalization of the charter, which has gone through the SADC process until it was approved by the SADC Council of Ministers, and then on the recommendation of the ministers responsible for justice in the SADC state. So the Council of Ministers is composed of ministers responsible for foreign affairs. So after approval by them, then they send it back to the ministers of transport to sign. So when we started the process to have the minister of transport authorized by the president to sign the charter, we were advised by the state law advisors that we needed to get the approval of parliament, because it binds the state upon signature. There will be no other process now to involve parliament. So we started with the process, because then it has to start with the cabinet approval by cabinet, then goes to the National Assembly, then to the National Council of Provinces. So the issues were raised was mainly on the process issue. Why are we sending it to Parliament for consideration before the signature like the normal other treaties? So that's where the issues, and they were not clearly articulated in our cabinet memo. So hence we had to go and amend the cabinet memo to explain that situation. So So it went through the process, and then it was approved by the National Assembly. However, we were not informed as the Department of Transport that it has been approved. And then when we were trying to make follow-ups, we could not get assistance since then until early this year, where we were given the proof that it has been approved by the National Assembly. So it's then that we started the process now to have it to come to the National Council of Provinces. So that's what caused the delay from our side. So, and then on the issue of the funding, we adopted the SADC formula of funding. So it's not different to the SADC formula of funding. So obviously then South Africa being the main funder of SADC, who is also the main funder of the SASO charter. So when we say any other source of funding as approved by the ministers, it's not that a minister sitting from any other country will decide that this is the funding. It's a process which starts from the technical level down, and then it goes, and then it's examined, and then it's approved by the Civil Aviation Committee, which is composed of experts from the SADC, from the member states. And then they make recommendations to the ministers responsible for transport that this is a source of funding. This was to accommodate if ever innovative ways come about during the operational the operations of SASO, which may reduce the burden of member states' contribution. So we'll examine those ways, and then we send them to the ministers for approval. So it will not necessarily be a particular minister making that decision. For instance, one of the ways which was examined was a passenger levy. So which now will impose a passenger levy. When people buy tickets, then there will be a levy to fund SASO. So upon examination, we realized that will make flying expensive, especially to South Africa, as it's the one that is carrying the bulk of passengers for SADC member state. So we felt it does not bid well to the development of the aviation industry in South Africa. So any source of funding will be examined by the technical experts, and then before a recommendation is sent to the ministers for approval. So it's then that will be added as a source of funding. And then when we in the meantime, I will request the colleagues to check also how much are we contributing at the moment. They should be able to find that figure. When it comes to the issue of the relationship between the charter and the establishment of the Aviation Safety Investigation Board, which is in the bill that is before this committee. The SASO, when it comes to that, their main contribution is to assist the accident investigators with training, the necessary training which is required for them to keep abreast with the developments. So the facilitation of training in the main, not necessarily, not to investigate the accidents. It will not investigate accidents. So it will only assist with training. So the issue of the establishment of the Safety Investigation Board will not really be dependent on the either with the SASO or established on the Association Safety Investigation Board. They are not really, their establishment are not interdependent on the other, because even currently, we do have accident investigators, and then they need to be trained. So the training is ongoing as we speak. So it's not to assist with the functions of the investigation of accidents themselves, because otherwise it will create a conflict of interest for SASO as well. With regard to the issue of the relationship or the reinventing the wheel as a regional organization, it is not the case. I tell you, the International Civil Aviation Organization has realized that for effective implementation of standards and recommended practices, and also to strengthen the safety oversight, then we need to organize ourselves in terms of region. So when ICAO look at the safety of states, they don't look at a particular state and it ends there. They look of the collectively on the states in the region. For instance, if one were to fly to South Africa, to say flying to South Africa is safe, you have to consider the airspaces that one will be flying over before entering the airspace of South Africa. So there's no way one can fly from other countries or even other continents without flying over the airspaces of the SADC, other SADC, some SADC member states. So in that regard, if any of the SADC member states is unsafe to fly, so that will include their airspace, which then will have a knock-on effect on South Africa because the aircraft has to pass through that airspace. So that's why regional coordination is very vital. So we have a process called the Regional Safety Oversight Organizations. So those are the organizations that ICAO will mainly be dealing with to deal with the regional, with the safety in different regions. So even training now, they are coordinating with the regional safety oversight organizations and not necessarily directly with member states so that to get the cost benefit for providing those. So there is no reinventing of the wheel. So we do have some minor issues with the state like United Republic of Tanzania, because they belong to SADC and they also belong to East African Community. So the East African Community have their own regional safety oversight organization. So currently, as we speak, even though United Republic of Tanzania has not signed the SASO Charter, they belong to both SASO and CASOA. So that's the version of SASO for the Eastern community. And besides the fact that they have not signed the charter, they are paying the membership fees. Similarly, with South Africa, we are paying the membership fees, although we have not yet signed the charter, because currently we have the interim SASO that is up and running, so it's undertaking some of the projects. So then when the charter gets the 10th state, it will now no longer be called interim SASO. It will be called SASO. So, but to acquire the benefits of regional coordination, it was agreed that we should continue with the processes pending the signature, the signature of the outstanding state. And then the other state, the Seychelles, Madagascar, those island states, initially they had indicated that they would not want to be members of SASO. So it was because they were also members of ASECNA, which was providing almost like the similar services. So unfortunately, we'll have such kind of issues with the African states by the way they have been organized. So but then the SADC assembly could not allow us to exclude any member state that had indicated that they would not be interested in being a member. So they said we have to have the membership open to all the SADC member states. So currently we are working with them also to to persuade them also to also sign. Yeah, the colleagues will assist if I've left out any question if I've not responded to any question. I feel that I responded to those that I could remember. Thanks, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Obazo, for that comprehensive response. I want to believe that members that we are clear in terms of the responses that were given by Mr. Obazo. Any addition, Madam Chair?
I didn't hear the response on the dissolution of the organization as to what happens to the assets.
Yes. That's the only issue that is remains outstanding. Can we respond to that question, Mabazo or Mem Chair?
Thanks, Mr. Chair. So it's also within the SADC structures. So on the issue of the assets, they are managed in terms of the SADC charter. So that's why then they have not been covered. So I don't have much information on the nitty gritties of that management. So, but they know that they are managed in terms of the SADC protocol. So not necessarily with regard to the charter. So if we can quickly check if we can get more on that information, if the committee so requires. Thanks, Mr. Chair.
Yes, I think it's important. Let's agree that you'll give us the response in writing, so that at least as a committee, when we table the matter before the House, that matter must have been responded to. Other than that, is there any follow-up questions on the members? Can we then take this opportunity then to agree with the team led by Mr. Masumbu that as members we are happy with the thrust of the presentation, motivation, the background, consultative processes, thrust of the charter in terms of our country going to be the 10th member, but also because it is an international treaty, it does indeed need the endorsement by Parliament. So, Mr. Assembly has done it. We will then probably then have a reflection as the committee in terms of the report. Can I just? But let's agree to deliberate on the matter. Thank you, Mr. Mabazo, Mr. Masumbu, Ms. Miche, and the rest.
I'll request now Enrico to fly to the report. Then after that,
yes,
members will process the report, consider the report.
Yes.
Since this item is, it will be processed in terms of Rule 115, subsection 2. To be,
okay.
Which requires, members to vote in terms of, their provinces, and also it needs to be supported by at least 5 provinces.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair.
Honourable members, is there any members? That is the the proposed report that we need to present to the House. Can we just allow Supervisor to read through the report?
Thank you, Chairperson. The report reads as follows. Heading, report of the Select Committee of Transport, Public Service and Administration, Public Works and Infrastructure, on the charter establishing the South African Development Community Aviation Safety Organization, dated 1 September 2021. The Select Committee on Transport, Public Service and Administration, Public Works and Infrastructure, having considered the request for approval by Parliament on the charter establishing the South African Development Community Aviation Safety Organization referred to it, recommends that the Council, in terms of Section 231, Subsection 2 of the Constitution, approve the said charter. Reports to be considered. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor, for tabling the report to be considered by the committee before members. Can we any reflection, members, in terms of this report? If there is no reflection, can you then get an indication in terms of members whether they agree that as a committee we must adopt the report and recommend it to the House for adoption?
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson.
Yes, Mushadi. Oh, okay. All right, Honorable Khai.
Sorry, sir, are we voting now?
Yes, Honorable Khai.
Oh, I was raising my hand in voting in favor.
Yes. Can you have members indicating by show of hands in terms of the adoption of the report?
Chair, my hands function is not working, but we are in support.
Thank you, Honorable Tim.
Sorry, KZN is in support, sorry.
thank you. Honorable Lund from Western Cape. Is Honorable is the Eastern Cape, is Gauteng, is Western Cape, is KZN. Honorable Moshood has also indicated that she's voting in support, also from the Chair, Northern Cape, and Free State, therefore, and Limpopo. So we have more than five provinces supporting the report. So therefore, the report is adopted by the committee, and therefore it is recommended to the House for adoption. Thank you, Honorable Members. You can lower your hands. We will then move to the next item on the agenda, which is the. I just want to check whether we, our
thank
visitors.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Member. Can you then allow the visitors to excuse us as we now deal with the.
That's fine. All right.
So. Chairperson?
Yes, Chairperson?
Before the visitors choose us, I want to check because I don't want the situation for the SNAS to last week. When they leave, then we were like locked off.
That's fine,
even now, I can't
see them.
You know, they are walking
by.
No, we can just request them just to be part of this meeting because I can't take them off. And more especially the one that I gave them the hosting right.
Yeah, they must give us that belief.
Yes. Because last week they
they left with our link.
They left with the link.
Okay, no, it's fine. In any way, let's then take this opportunity to thank the team from the Department of Transport and also the Aviation section for the presentation. You can now excuse us as we now deal with our own in-house matters. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Mr. Wasombo. Can we table the minutes, Chairperson?
Enrico?
This is the minutes of the 25th of August, where we received a briefing from the Department of Transport on the Civil Aviation Amendment Bill. Can we go up just to look at the attendees as to whether is it correctly captured? And then okay. Let's look at the guests. That's the staff. That is the thrust of what we dealt with, like just indicated in the briefing. Now, the second item that we dealt with was the briefing department also on the impact of the looting on the transport. And then those are the deliberations that were raised by the members that were raised, but I believe that members had an opportunity to go through the report as the minutes were given to us on time. That's the end of the minutes. Any reflection on the honourable members? In the absence of any correction, can we then get a mover for the adoption of the minutes through reflection of what transpired? There's just one item, Supeda, that will deal with as a matter of arising point. Let's just then get a mover for the adoption of the minutes.
I'm
for adoption. Who's that?
It was Honorable Tim that moved. I will second it, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Tim Bratchett, for moving, and thank you also, Honorable Dambo, for seconding. Therefore, the minutes are duly adopted. Did you receive the indication from the State Law Advisor on the issues that was raised? I think the question was raised by Honorable Khai on the composition, whether it is only an NA matter or whether it's a matter that could be followed by the procedure that is usually accommodated when we compose the NYA board, or whether by virtue of the fact that the legislation and the rules makes provision for Parliament as constituting two houses.
Chairperson,
are you with us?
Chairperson?
Yes.
Yes, we are breaking, but if you can allow me to respond to your question, Chairperson. Yes, Chair, the State Law Advisor responded in writing to the question. I've this morning emailed, the response. We received the response last night, I think at around past 10 or so. But I emailed the response this morning around to 7. If I may check if members received my email or not.
I received it.
So I also received it, Chair. But I wanted, Chair, to suggest that we should deal with that legal opinion when we, after all these processes, when we consider or when we deliberate on the bill and not consider it now, but when we deliberate as part of the deliberation. But also I was going to suggest that perhaps the committee secretary through the legal unit for more advice on this, to check what the legislation says with regard to those institutions that their board members are appointed through the National Assembly processes. Whether it is specific that it should be the National Assembly that does that process. For example, if you can check with how the SABC board is appointed, what does the legislation say? Is it specific that it says National Assembly? As well as other institutions that are appointed through National Assembly processes, whether it is specific to say National Assembly or does it say Parliament, so that if we could get that response before we actually deliberate, so that when we consider this legal advice from the state advisor, we consider it together with the information that relates to SABC boards, public protector, as well as other boards or individuals that are appointed through the National Assembly processes. Thank you, Chair.
I think I agree 100% with the approach, Honorable Khai, because the advert, I believe it is out. If it is not, it will be out in due course. And having had an opportunity to deal with the inputs from the public, we will then, as you correctly pointed out, when we consider those inputs, we will have an opportunity to process that advice. But correctly so, that is an advice from the executive. The legal service in Parliament, I have indicated to the committee secretary that we need to make sure that we also source it, and during the deliberations they will be able to also give their side of the input, so that we are then able to take the matter to rest as part and parcel of the deliberation process. I agree 100% of that. What is the next item on the agenda?
Sorry, Chair.
Yes, Tim?
I'm in agreement that we can hold this matter over, but I just want to make it clear that the legal opinion says that Parliament has to interview the board, or applicants for the board, and it doesn't make it clear that it's the National Assembly or the National Council of Provinces. So effectively, we need to consider the Select Committee whether...
We can't hear Tom, Chair. Maybe it's only me.
We as a committee need to decide whether or not we would like to be involved in that interview process of the board, the Civil Aviation Board, and any other board for that matter, or whether or not we would like to delegate that authority to the National Assembly. But I think that is the clear outcome of the opinion. And I think that's something that we just need to consider and maybe talk to colleagues about, as to whether or not this select committee would like to participate in the interviews. but we can delegate it to the National Assembly. That's my understanding. But I agree that it is something we can hold over for later.
Thank you, Honourable Members, for those input. Let's agree that this matter remains a work in progress, and will definitely then at the right time, having sought also other inputs from the legal services of Parliament, ensure that we have a holistic and comprehensive opinion from both sides of the legislative arm and the executive arm of government. And I agree 100% with the thrust of what Tim has also said. That was my understanding too. So let's then park this matter for now, and then go to the committee secretary. Was that the last item on the agenda?
Yes, Chairperson, so the last item.
Thank you. Allow me then on that note to take this opportunity to express a word of gratitude to all our honourable members for the manner in which we have dealt with these items and ensuring that indeed our meeting becomes a success. But more than that, also to ensure that we are able to assist our country to be the 10th member of SADO by endorsing the decision as the committee, and thereby committing it to the House for adoption. Thank you, Honourable Members. The meeting now stands adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Recording stopped.
I think this is as you will be debating, I think your network bandwidth is low. That's what it is indicating. So you may have challenges for you this afternoon.
Yeah.
So maybe you need to get
the
place.
That's the problem with Akashia. Please, I must not go through. I don't know where will I go. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. No, that's fine. So.
Honourable Kenny, why don't you go sit in the house?
Let's meet that too.
Thanks, Jay.